Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, July 11th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Salesforce makes an acquisition and Amazon wants permission to test drones. But first, Microsoft has acquired InMaj, a startup focused on cloud connectivity and data recovery for businesses. A company executive says the move will accelerate its strategy to provide hybrid cloud business continuity solutions for any customer IT environment. Salesforce.com has agreed to acquire RelateIQ, which automatically captures data from email, calendars, and smartphone calls in a deal valued at around $390 million. Salesforce will pay $350 million for RelateIQ shares and another $40 million for RelateIQ's cash balance. Amazon wants permission to test drones. It's written the FAA saying it's been conducting test flights indoors and in other countries because of the current U.S. regulations. Amazon says an exemption to those rules would be in the public interest and is needed if the company is to move ahead with its Amazon Prime Air, a plan for drone delivery to customers. China's influential state broadcaster has called a location tracking function offered by Apple's iPhone a national security concern. State-run China Central Television criticized the frequent locations function in the iOS 7 mobile operating system, which tracks and records the time and location of the owner's movements. The report quoted researchers who said those with access to that data could gain knowledge of the broader situation in China or even state secrets. Apple didn't respond to requests for comment. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared to end the week.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts, like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended higher. Dow Jones Industrials up 28 points at 16,943. The NASDAQ up 19 at 4415. S&P 500 up 2. Amazon.com shares up 5.5%. The company's latest initiatives in cloud computing got upbeat reviews from Wall Street. Shares of Microsoft were up 1%. IBM today up 30 cents at $188 even. Facebook up more than 2%. Twitter up about 1%. Again, the NASDAQ up 19. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.